I remember I did this course in Manchester, and a brother came to me and he said, you know, I lost a good friend of mine recently. He's 35 years old. He worked as an Uber driver. And he finished his shift after a long day, came home. It was about 9 o'clock in the summer. And he wanted to go inside his house and have some dinner. But he looked at his watch and he thought to himself, I can make it for Salat al-Isha in the masjid. So he told his wife, send my son, 12-year-old son, I'll go to the masjid first, pray and then come back. So he said, he went to the masjid with his son, and in the first rak'ah of the salah, they were praying right in the back row because they got there a little bit late. He felt unwell, he fell to the ground, he collapsed. Now, for some strange reason, no one broke their salah to see what was going on. They waited until the imam finished. Then they saw that he's not breathing. And they called the ambulance, paramedics came, and they said, there's no pulse. They took him to the hospital. Before he arrived, he had passed away. May Allah have mercy on him. He never knew that that would be his last salah. 35 years old. I asked his friend, did he have any like medical conditions? He said, no medical conditions that we are aware of. And I was thinking about his son. 12 years old, saw his father pass away before his eyes in this very traumatizing way. But what is beautiful is to think that the last deed that this man did before he passed away was praying salam. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Kullu abdin yub'athu 'ala ma mata 'alayh." Every slave will be raised up on the day of judgment doing their last deed. Subhanallah. So when you pray, it is good to remind yourself, this may be my last prayer. How do I want it to go? If it's my last, how do I want it to be? And obviously the answer is, I want it to be good. Because if I meet Allah after this salah, I want this salah to be for me on the day of judgment, not against me.